The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sace. S-A-Y-C-E. This guy, I think, is one of the greatest guitar players, if not the greatest guitar player of the time, with a great voice of our time right now. And my son introduced me to this guy. Thank you, Al. That's his new album. It's called Spirit. If you love guitars, you're going to love Philip Sace. And they put a hook into this. And Zen, hi.
Hi.
Welcome. So great to see you. And I'm just, you know what? I always like to bring out artists, you know, onto the show that I like, that music artist. Listen to this hook of this song. Zen, you're hip to this. This is music. This is Philip Sace, brilliant guitarist. And listen to the hook at the end of the song, and I can't stop singing. Listen. Come on. Is that wild, man? It's got. I tell you, he's a spiritual guy, a man of strong faith from Canada, and just want to do that. Hey, how are you, Zen? You know what?
I like
you. You are so much fun, and I got to tell you, and we're joking about it because, you know, you're lovely, and we all have a crush on you. But so there it is. But you're married, and there's a firewall, so we got it. Okay, there it is, all up front. Okay, but you came in.
I got it.
More hits. Frank gave me the stats of when you photoshopped my face. That was great. You got rid of all the wrinkles. I don't need plastic surgery. I just need you to Photoshop it.
Here. I'm going to make you feel so much better. Okay. I didn't actually Photoshop anything. I just used the filter on it. So it was actually you with just
you.
A nice, vivid
now
filter.
You just made my day.
No Photoshop.
Oh, my gosh. God. Because it was a great shot of you, and I got more hits on that than anybody I've ever been with. And then Frank said it was we broke records on the station. So
unprecedented.
Said,
unprecedented. As of now, there are 117 retweets and 425 likes of that photograph.
I had to keep tabs. I was like, I don't know. I put it on one you know,
amazing
platform, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They're all different. So like, when I do it, I'll just blast it out to three different ones and whatever it takes.
And then I have more beautiful women like yourself, respectfully, that have hit me up.
My followers. Girls.
I got all these
boys and girls.
These Russian girls are like, hi. Hey. I'm going, what? What? Of course, they, please. All right. That is such.
You know
that,
what? At least it's young Russian hot girls that are hitting you up and not 90-year-old grandmas. Because it could have gone both ways.
I love 90-year-old grandmas, please.
I love them too. But, you know, on social media, they're not as fun as the younger girls.
Zen, you are too much, girl. Hey, by the way, congratulations on the film. This is great. This is a big picture.
The banker.
Tell us about The Banker, please.
Movie. Oh, my goodness. I am so in love with The Banker.
Yeah.
But I'm more in love with the story. And it is a story that has to be told. It's a true story about two African-American entrepreneurs, Bernard Garrett and Joe Morris, who in the 1950s and 60s basically take on the banking establishment. And what they do is they hire a white man portrayed by Nicholas Holt, the one and only. Incredible,
cool.
Incredible actor. He portrays Matt Steiner, played by Nicholas Holt, excuse me on that one. And Samuel L. Jackson, Anthony Mackie, and Nia Long. It's an incredible cast.
Wow.
True story. So the two African-American males, Bernard Garrett and Joe Morris, hire Nicholas Holt, Matt Steiner, and he is the front of their burgeoning real estate empire. And essentially, you know, nobody's lending money to two African Americans in the 1950s and 60s. So what they did is they groomed this white boy and they made him the face of their business. And he went on to represent them, and they basically made millions.
Wow.
To the point where the federal authorities took notice, and eventually they got incarcerated. But it's a true story, and they paved the way for other African Americans to live out the American dream.
Yeah, Black History Month. That's a perfect film for Black History Month.
Shy of 1 week, because it is it is premiering in Memphis, Tennessee this Monday at the Civil Rights Museum. Very honored to be going to that. Brad Feinstein, who produced it at Romulus Entertainment, has been a big advocate, you know, promoting the film and really going out there. And Nia Long was just on Sway last week promoting it. And the cast loves this movie because they poured their heart and soul. Samuel L. Jackson is absolutely incredible, breathtaking. And, you know, this is a movie that I think will hit home across the nation because it speaks to so many people on so many different levels. But it's very empowering. It's extremely empowering movie for the African-American community. And I can't urge enough people. I can't stress. You have to go out and watch this movie. It will change the way you view African-American entrepreneurs. It will change the way you view the banking system. It will change the way, looking at it from the world we live in today, looking at this true story that did take place in the 50s and 60s, but from the perspective of where it's being told, it really hits home because you try to put yourself in their situation, Bernard Garrett and Joe Morris. You try to really think about these two brilliant men who all they needed was a bank loan and nobody would give it to them because they were of color. And it was shameful that they had to go out and hire somebody so they could be successful. Yeah. So there's so many messages in this movie, but it's so empowering and so well shot. And George Nolfi is the director of this movie, and he did such an incredible job with directing and really got the shots. And it was stylized in such a way where it was shot in Atlanta. Stylized.
Is it a period piece?
Period piece, absolutely.
Wow.
Beautiful. The costumes, the hair, the makeup, the writing.
Did you produce this as well?
I did not produce this. I was an actor in it, but Brad Feinstein produced it at Romulus Entertainment, my husband. Yeah. And it was just to watch and be part of the cast. It was an honor.
People don't realize when you do a period piece how much more expensive it is.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, just finding the what period would this be?
50s, 60s.
Listen, I'm old enough to actually remember the cusp of that. But great look though.
Yes.
Great.
Beautiful.
You know, with the cars. Did you get the old cars?
Did you see
those cars?
Definitely old cars in there. it's a great movie.
This is great. We'll be checking it out. How's the baby?
March 6th. It's Friday.
March 6th.
Next Friday in select theaters.
The Banker.
City, yes.
And then we could also, it streams on Apple TV.
It's going to stream on Apple TV March 20th on their on their platform. But it's going to be in theaters next Friday, March 6th, here in New York City at the IPIC down on Fulton and at 57th Street, I think, Landmark.
Beautiful. You could come back if you want.
Oh, yeah. I'll come back every week.
please. You're always welcome. Baby's okay?
Baby's amazing. She's no longer a baby.
How old?
She's 4 going on 20.
Yeah, I know.
Things that she says to me. I'm like, how old are you again?
I know. It's
wild. She said to me, this isn't working for me, Mommy. This isn't working for me.
That's
I'm like,
great.
What?
That's great.
What do you mean it's not working for you? What is that? She's just looking at me. You know, she repeats things that sometimes I probably say. So she's just repeating what she hears. Yeah. But
I get so inspired from my 8-year-old and 9-year-old Charlie now that I get she's so just being around them. And I don't know if it's the innocence. I don't know if it's the energy. And my mother said it. God bless my mother. She goes, I could see you get inspired by your children. And that is why, I don't know what, that's why I was with all my kids yesterday. It was great. And it was great. I get inspired. But when they're younger like that, people go, don't you get exhausted? I don't. It just picks me up.
You know what? It's the energy and it's the innocence. You said it. The
innocence,
two things. It's we live in a world where day to day we're plagued with, you know, feeling, is this person trying to, you know, take advantage of me in any way? Or can I trust this person? Is this a safe business transaction? Mm-hmm. So we live our day you know, with a very strong guard that's either half up or half down. When we go home to our children, these children, the only thing that they exude is innocence and beauty. Yeah, and everything to them is a learning curve. Like, my daughter picked up a rose the other day, and she said, Mom, look at the perfect circle inside the petals.
Wow. Like, what? Wow,
but
that's
great.
Yeah,
I would
you.
Have never in a million years opened a rose to look inside of what it really looks like. And here you go. You know, she's a little girl where everything is meaningful to her. So looking at life through the eyes of a child is extremely humbling.
Hey, you know what? As a mom, as a dedicated mom that you are, and me being such a dedicated dad, I don't know what to do about this coronavirus thing. Do you keep them home? Do you put a mask on your kid? What do you think?
Brad literally said this to me this morning. He's like, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Should we pull out of school? And here's the bottom line. I read a very, very interesting article last night that I was going crazy. I was literally, articles were coming into my feed about coronavirus. I'm like sending them to Frank. I'm sending them to everyone I know.
Yeah.
Because, look, I have to get on a flight on Sunday and go to Memphis. Alexa's coming with me. I have to fly. So am I Lysoling down the seat?
She's going with you.
Yeah, she's going with me. She comes everywhere.
That's great.
So, but the bottom line is, with the coronavirus, and I pulled something that I thought was so interesting that I think would put people's minds at ease, it says that everyone's likely to get the coronavirus. And as this thing multiplies, it will also weaken, just like the flu. So the problem that people are going into mass panic. They're thinking, oh my God, you know, we need masks, we need to stay home. But you can't contain this virus. It's not containable. Clearly, it's on the verge of becoming a pandemic if it's not already that as of now. I mean, you know, who says it's not? But at the end of the day, we have to go about practicing better hygiene and safety within our home.
Yeah.
Washing our hands, sneezing in the cave, using tissues, you know, making sure that these are the perfect times where we have to start to really think about everybody needs to do their part.
See, this is my picture. This is Durasan. It's named Durasan.
I know this because my daughter loves your hand sanitizer because there's no alcohol in it.
That's
and
right.
It doesn't
thank
sting
you.
Her fingers.
Thank you.
And I used it on her the other day.
And please, thank you, Frankie. There's another
and
one.
And I used this on Alexa, and she said, oh, Mom, this doesn't hurt, because I usually use Purell, and if she has a cut or something, she freaks out. But this one worked great.
And you know what? That's what's great about this Durasan, too. It's better than the Purell. It's just more effective than Purell. But everybody's doing it. But if you look at Lysol, we were talking about Lysol. You don't need Lysol. You need Durasan. But if you look at Lysol, it says fights the coronavirus.
It does.
It says it right on
because
there.
Because coronavirus is not something new. The coronavirus has been around for many years. And if they had not closed down the SARS research vaccine, by now we would have been in a very different place. But they did close it down, and they kind of, you know, let it go. This was 2003, I believe. But the bottom line is that the coronavirus is not going to be contained. It is going to spread. Everyone's going to get some form of it. And it's just a matter of, you know, coming up with a vaccine in a time that, you know, outbeats the spread, because it's going to take them at least 6 months to a year to really come up with anything solid.
So you are we're big fans. We're big Zen Sam's fans, and we wish you all the best with the film. And we don't and we appreciate you being a mom and a fine, the wonderful wife that you are. So forgive me, Harvey Weinstein. I got to go there because I let it go.
No, you should go there. I called it from the beginning.
You did.
Everyone said.
And our friend Arthur Idala is representing Harvey. So we wish Arthur all the best, because it's not easy. And Arthur's a great family man. But the guy, I mean, first of all, let me ask you this. He brought you over to America in many ways.
He didn't. No, I came here from Canada, and when I came and I signed to Elite New York under Monique Pollard, he at the time was Miramax Films, and I needed, as a Canadian, a visa. So Elite sponsored my visa, and then when the visa came up time to renew, it was Miramax that sponsored it.
All right. And so you met him. I want to be appropriate here. It's so early in the morning. You know, I want to be appropriate, but does he hit on you?
Listen, Harvey Weinstein, without a doubt, has hit on me, has crossed the line. We can go there now that he's a convicted rapist. I can flat out say he has crossed the line on more than one occasion with me. He has, if not sexually harassed, I'll go to the next level up. But, you know, it doesn't really, what he did to me doesn't compare to what he did to those other women and how damaged by this that they were. And although there was little physical evidence, and although these allegations were from, you know, 10 years, maybe plus, what this proved is that the Me Too movement matters. And the age of impunity is over. And I didn't want him to get incarcerated so much for revenge. It was more so to send a message to other men like him that, again, the age of impunity is over and women have a voice. Mm. And that voice oftentimes will have consequences. And it's no longer containable. So even with the lack of evidence, even with the lack of physical evidence that you would have once needed to put a man like him behind bars, what this proved is a unified movement and two women, Mimi Haley and Jessica Mann, were able to single-handedly take him down. Hmm. Now, whether he got this most serious charge dropped, a lot of people are saying, well, that was a victory for Donna Rotunno. And let me tell you, she's an amazing attorney. Donna Rotunno held her own. I think she fumbled a little bit by breaking down Jessica Mann, because I think she lost the jury there, honestly. When she broke down Jessica Mann to the point of this poor girl having an anxiety attack on the witness stand, I think a portion of the jury, a portion of the jurors somehow felt turned off by Donna, and she lost the jurors.
And it wasn't a manufactured attack. It was
rapid fire, brutal interrogation. Making her feel like, you know, well, you wanted something out of this, and you did this.
But before we let you go, but how did you stop Harvey? How did you put your foot down? I mean, you stopped it right there.
It wasn't easy.
So the question is out there, just to be objective. The question is out there, can anybody do that?
I stopped him, and then I continued to also socially, when we would go out, say, hey, hi, Harvey, how are you? Because he was there. And so it wasn't like, okay, well, he did this to me 3 weeks ago, and he crossed the line, and he was an ASS.
Pig, yeah.
Right, whatever you want to call him. And then at another group dinner, at a client dinner with the agencies and the models all out at a big table, he's there. What am I supposed to do? Not interact with him? So this notion of, well, if you were sexually harassed once, why would you talk to your harasser again, literally goes out the door for me, because I have myself been in that situation and I'm a very honest person. I would never come up with something that didn't occur, especially in the context of something so serious like an allegation. Mm. And I've been saying this for as long as the air would hear me. He has approached me. He has and had sexually harassed me on many different occasions. And unfortunately, I had no choice but to still continue to interact with this man.
Yeah.
But he's definitely where he belongs.
And your defense mechanism against that harassment was?
It was just keeping a distance, keeping arm's length.
Yeah.
Here's the bottom line. I never once appeared in a Harvey Weinstein film.
Interesting.
So if you're asking me what my defense mechanism was, it was that.
Yeah.
You know, I knew to just, it was not a line I wanted to cross. It was not something I wanted to continue to explore. It wasn't a relationship that I thought was, even the way I know you.
Yeah.
You know, we met, I've seen you a couple of times, we've chatted. But I mean, with Harvey, it's like you go out, you go to dinner, there's many people at a table. People say things, you know, people cross the line all the time. And back then, you know, we're talking about, you know, in the mid-2000s, it was a very different world than now. Now there's gatekeepers. There's you know, people at the top who are not going to let this happen, or we so hope that they will no longer let this happen, but it still does.
The father of three daughters, you know, and I look at my daughters are beautiful, and I think, oh, and then I worry about them every day like that. And what is the defense mechanism? And nowadays, I think it's okay to say, hey, you know, but...
Yeah, well, I mean, look, he is... not every man is like Harvey Weinstein, right? The men that I know are respectful, and the men that I work with, I've never had an issue. And he's probably the only person in my past in history that, you know, I could say was the one, you know, the bad apple that, you know, kind of spoiled the rest.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't let the way that my relationship with Harvey Weinstein, I won't let that affect the way I feel towards other men, because that would be very unfair.
Zen Sam's The Banker opens March 6th, streams on Apple TV March 20th, but it's in New York. What theater is that, New York, Zen?
It's the Landmark 57, and down on Fulton Street, it is at the IPIC.
Right. Okay. Hey, Zen, thanks for coming in. Listen, Bill Ripken is going to join us. He's got a great baseball book, and Matt Seaholm as well. Zen in the studio live. Wild conversation, and thank you so much.
Thanks for being
so honest with us, too. We appreciate it very much.
Of course.
Thanks. Zen Sam's right there. And Debbie Duhaime out there on the roads on AM 970, The Answer.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Zen. Let's see what's happening here, guys, on the Cross Bronx eastbound. Heavy traffic out by Webster Avenue with an accident still being cleared. It's kind of busy for you at the inbound GWB as well. Inbound GWB upper level, an accident blocking two lanes at least 30 minutes in here. If you're heading to the inbound Lincoln, that's 20. Holland about 20. Route 1 south, getting down toward 130 into North Brunswick. That's an overturned truck. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
It's the last game under the current dome roof as North Carolina comes to town Saturday for a 4 p.m. tip-off. Join us for Orange pregame at 3:30 on AM 970, The Answer. New York's home for Syracuse University basketball.
How can I protect my family if something happens to me?
What if I need to go to a nursing home? What will happen to our savings, our home?
What's the best way to give my home to my kids?
Who will help us take care of Grandpa?
These and many other questions can be answered with a phone call to Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, PLLC, 718-238-6500. Mike Connors, one of New York Magazine's top lawyers, has over 30 years of estate planning and elder law experience. Mike and his team of professionals will help you protect your assets from probate, taxes, and nursing home costs so you can have peace of mind knowing you and your family will be taken care of and protected.
I'm Mike Connors, founder of Connors & Sullivan. People don't plan to fail, they fail to plan. The time to plan is now.
I'm Beth Connors. Call today for a free initial consultation with one of our experienced lawyers.
Connors and Sullivan in Brooklyn, Queens, Manhattan, and Staten Island. Call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 or connorsandsullivan.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
And thank you, Albert. Hey, Joe on the radio, 9:26 right now. You know, I don't know how to tell you about the soothing hemp cream with menthol from Invite Health, how to tell you how great it is. But you just got to try it. So I'm going to read what they give you, the bullet points that they give me to tell you about Invite. Everybody knows about Invite Health, about Dr. Kornfeld, right, Frankie and everybody. We know them very well. They've been close friends of the radio station. And again, you're not as flexible as you used to be. I'm not. I can feel the glitches. I think I have a rotator cuff, a little tear there. But I'm still working out. I don't want to stop. For 20 years, over 20 years, InviteHealth.com has offered super premium quality supplements, free access to degreed healthcare professionals. Now they have combined the power of superior topical. It's a topical cream that you put on Spectrum Hemp Extract. It's to create new soothing hemp cream with menthol. And this stuff is great. I got to tell you, invitehealth.com. I don't use this. I don't use something like that. I don't use a topical. I'm like a warrior. I'm like a dinosaur. I work through the pain. I'll take Tylenol or something like that. You have got to try this soothing hemp cream with menthol from Invite Health. And now you can get 50% off retail on your first order. You buy two, you get free shipping. And when I say soothing, it feels great. And the pain goes away. I'm going to tell you, the pain goes away. And I don't know how they did it at Invite Health, but if anybody could do it, Invite Health does it. Let me give you the number, if I may. 800-789-1125. 800-789-1125. Or visit invitehealth.com. Use my code Joe for 50% off retail on your first order of soothing hemp cream with menthol. 800-789-1125 or invitehealth.com. Promo code Joe. Invite Health for a healthier life. You are invited.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Thank you, Zen. Zen Sam's right there taking pictures. You know, Joe, on the radio, so I'm a baseball guy. I'm so glad baseball's back. Spring training's happening. It's 928 on AM 970, The Answer. Bill Ripken, former major league player, analyst for MLB Network, author of the new book. This is the best baseball title I've ever heard. State of Play, the old school guide to new school baseball. Hey, Bill, welcome to the show, brother. Great to have you with us, man.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
I love that. I love that. The old school guide to new school baseball. We're big fans of yours. Great. We're big fans of baseball in general, and we want to talk to you about your book. But everyone is still talking about, if we can just for a second talk about this Houston Astros cheating scandal. What do you think the ramifications of this whole thing is going to be, Bill?
Well, I think time will heal things. I think we're not finished with it yet because the commissioner's office is still doing the investigation on the Red Sox for their 2018 possible mishaps. But I truly think that I don't think anybody saw this type of stuff coming. So therefore, there wasn't anything in place necessarily to stop it. I hope once we get through this investigation with the Red Sox, whatever's levied is levied. And time will kind of get over this, but moving forward, I think it's going to allow the commissioner's office and the Players Association to get together and put some safeguards in place where we won't have anything this blatant going on in our sport anymore.
Yeah, Bill, do you need that, man? I love that. Like you're, and I want to get into the book. The State of Play is the name of the book by Bill Ripken. We want you to check that out. And I if I can, you know, Mickey Rivers, I see Mickey Rivers around, you know, from the Yankees, right? And he would always say that he could read a pitcher. He could read a pitcher. And is this what you did? He could say, if a guy did a certain habit, I knew that the curveball was coming. And then he would touch his hair, he would do something, his shoulder would glitch, and I knew a changeup was coming. That was old school. That was old school. Everybody like die. They live and die right now by this. You know, all the new baseball stats and everything. Do you really have to pound the drum to broadcast? I mean, you know, to say, oh, here comes a curveball. I mean, really? I mean, did they really have to do that?
Well, I think if you really want to know for sure, the way they did it kind of worked. I use this analogy. And so what Mickey was talking about is what we did back in the day. And you were constantly looking at the other team, whether it was in their dugout, whether it was their third base coach flashing signs. And I would view those as a poker player's tell.
Exactly.
So you're sitting there looking for some sort of information that they're giving you. And that's on them, but it's also on you because that's competition. That's you looking out there
exactly.
And competing. What the Astros did was they were setting up in the Old West Saloon playing poker, and they hung a big mirror behind the one guy in the corner. So they didn't have to look for tells. They're just looking at the guy's cards and figured some stuff out. So, yes, them going to that extreme was a little different. But I will point out that there's been some apologists out there that said, well, what's the difference? They still had to hit the pitch. Well, I swung and missed at a lot of sliders in the dirt because I thought they were fastballs. And if you would have told me that they were sliders coming, I'd have taken the balls in the dirt. I'd have been in better hitter's count and therefore probably had a better chance to do things. So it's not necessarily the pitch they hit. It might be the pitch they lay off that they normally would swing and miss if they didn't know what was coming.
Yeah, fascinating. I love to talk to you, those in the game, you know, that you rise to the major league, you know, play. And then Mickey would tell me, because Mickey's always joking around, you know what I'm saying? And when we're at the stadium, he'd tell me, even when he was leading off first base, and I guess you could tell again by the habit if the pitcher was coming to you in the pickoff move. You could just see it. You could just see it. So I love that. And today, baseball again lives and dies by its new school numbers. Is that good for the game or not, Bill Ripken?
Well, I don't know how much actually goes down there. I think there's a group of the new school that say this is all infiltrating the game, but do we really know what's reaching the player and how the player institute what goes on? When I watch the game, if I just watch the game, there's similarities in today's game that were done in the 1960s. My father used to say, if you catch it, pitch it, and hit it better than the other team, you win. And that's a simple approach to looking at the game of baseball, but executing the little things on the field and battling out there and competing still is the way to approach this game and play this game. I'm not against new ideas and new numbers, but I want everybody to know if they get this book, the last few years, it's just been thrown out there that the new school, with all their metrics and all their information, they almost make it seem like the old school guy didn't use numbers or information, and that's just not the case. We've always used numbers. We've always used information to better ourselves. But I think the difference is the old school guys know what numbers and information to use because they can apply it to the game through their experience.
And now when we see more and more teams hiring managers with no managerial experience, is that because indeed the front office wants someone who will just go by sabermetrics?
Well, it certainly seems that way.
Yeah.
So here's the way I would view it. You hire me as your old school manager, and you're the new school GM upstairs. So if you give me information of your outside-of-the-box kind of thinking, and you bring it down to me, I'm going to say, hey, thanks. I appreciate these. These look good. I can't use these six things, but I think I can use this one. So when I send those six back to you, I don't want to be regarded as rigid or old school or unwilling to change. I want to be known as a guy that just analyzed the seven things you gave me. I'm using one because it's going to make us better. Now go back upstairs to the drawing board and bring me some more things down here where I can keep like my inside of the box thinking growing, and then we've got something good moving forward.
Yeah, what's the statistical relevance, Bill, of batting average versus on base percentage?
Well, since the new school has made their infiltration move, I think that there's extreme on both sides. There's extreme old school guys and there's extreme new school guys. And those guys will never, ever get along. But the idea of average not mattering, and some of the extremists on the new school side has said average doesn't matter. It's all about on base. Well, I'd simply like to point out, would you really take a guy who walks 40 times and 100 at bats with no hits? So that's a 400 on base percentage. Over a guy who gets 35 hits, no walks, and 100 at-bats, that's a 350 on-base percentage. We all know from watching the game, more good offensively can result out of a knock. So if it's bases juiced and you walk, that's one run coming across home plate. If it's bases juiced and you hit a double, it's possibly three, and a double is a hit. So more good can come of a hit. I'm not discounting on-base percentage, but some of the extreme new school that does discount batting average in a way is very offensive to an old school guy because hits matter. Hits do more damage than walks.
Yeah, a great conversation with Bill Ripken. Bill's a former major leaguer analyst for MLB Network. And the book is State of Play. You got to check this out. If I could just ask you another question, Bill, because I'm a baseball guy. And forgive me, you're listening now, and I know we do a lot of politics. We have a lot of fun on the show with Piscopo in the morning. But this is baseball. This is my sport. It is, to me, still America's pastime. And, Bill, if I can get into the weeds a little bit, because I know Al Gattulo and Frank Morano, my cohorts here in the studio, are baseball guys as well, although they're Mets fans. And I'm a Yankee fan. But aside from that, Bill, it's all good. But we see all of these overshifts these days where the third baseman looks like he's playing shortstop, man. Is that a result of these analytics?
Well, it is, but it's not a new thing as far as, you know, it wasn't invented by the new school, the overshift. Ted Williams faced the overshift way back in the day. I remember playing in Minnesota in front of the baggie in the dome, in front of the baggie as a second baseman when Ken Herbeck came up. I remember playing on the shortstop side of second base as a second baseman when Steve Bye-Bye Balboni came up. So, but the difference between the invention of the overshift is not the new school, but the invention of the overshift gone wild is a product of the new school and their thinking. But here's my little nugget on the overshift. Since 2012, the overshift was like done about 4,000 times. Last year, it was about 40,000 times. But yet, a new school terminology in one of their stats is BABIP, the batting average on balls put in play.
Right.
The batting average on balls put in play from 2012 to 2019 is identical. And the reason why I say that, the only thing that the overshift can affect is a ball put in play. It doesn't count for strikeouts or anything else. So if the batting average on the ball put in play is identical, I'm not saying that the overshift doesn't work and it may hurt some big left-hand hitter and take 30 points off his average. But if you're taking 30 points off his average, you're giving 15 other guys 2 points on their average because the league-wide batting average on balls put in play say that very thing. So the one thing about the overshift, I think it works sometimes, but if it's going to take something away, it's given something somewhere else, and we don't seem to talk about that as much.
You're making a lot of common sense, Bill Ripken. The name of the book is State of Play. Hey, we're going to have robots behind the plate, you think? Or we're going to have robotic umpires, you think, nowadays? Huh?
I hope not. I want to find the best ball strike umpires and just make them ball strike umpires.
Yeah.
Because then we could pay them more and the other guys stay on the bases. But if we have the technology to grade umpires pretty well, let's find the ones that do that the best. Because in the book, I rate the top five guys that call ball strikes by percentage right, and I didn't know any of their names. And the bottom five guys, I knew every one of their names because they miss pitches, then the player yells at them, then that guy throws the player out, and there's a big conversation going on. So before we go to Robo, let's find the best ball strike umpires, put them behind home plate, and pay them more.
I love it. Bill, great conversation. Hey, love to Cal, and thanks for all you do for the great sport of baseball. The Ripken name is legendary, Bill, and the name of the book, State of Play, the Old School Guide to New School Baseball by Bill Ripken. Bill, God bless you, man. I'll see you out there on the road, my friend.
All right, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Take care. Same here. Bill Ripken right there, 9:40 right now. Whoa, 20 before 10. Get me talking baseball. Forget about it. Al's got the headline news right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Tolls could be going up on the New Jersey Turnpike and Garden State Parkway. NJ.com reporting. There was a last-minute addition to a New Jersey Turnpike Authority's agenda for hearings March 18th and 19th to discuss a potential toll increase. It's not clear yet how much the tolls would go up under the proposal. The last toll hike was back in 2012. Stock futures pointing to big losses as the markets are open ahead of the opening bell. Dow, S&P 500, and NASDAQ futures were all down more than 1%. The Dow fell 124 points on Wednesday, while the S&P 500 fell almost 0.4%. The NASDAQ registered a slight gain. In sports, Knicks stung by the Hornets 107-101. Nets gave up a late three, lost 110-106 to the Wizards in D.C. College hoops, Syracuse crushing Pitt 72-49. St. John's lost 71-60 at 12th-ranked Villanova. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhames got the answer.
Good morning, Al. Let's go to the Cross Bronx. It's busy eastbound into Rosedale Ave. Accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. Westbound Cross Bronx, bumper to bumper, getting out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. We're still seeing delays at the inbound GWB upper level. An accident taking a few lanes here on that upper level. Still about an hour into town. Also seeing some police department activity on the lower level with 30 minutes into the lower. Lincoln Tunnel 30, Holland about 25. Some stop and go traffic as well this morning as you take it to Route 1 south into 130, getting into North Brunswick. That's an overturned truck, and it's pretty solid on the New England Thruway, 95 southbound, getting down toward the New Rochelle tolls. They're doing some pothole repair, and that's what's causing the delays. Grand Central Parkway west of the Clearview, a collision there. Windy today with a high of 42. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you tired of staring at that dent? At Mako, getting collision repaired is as easy as book, quote, fix. Come to Mako for a collision repair backed by our best price guarantee. Uh-oh, better get Mako.
Matt Seaholm, standing by. He's going to join us. We're going to talk about this plastic bag ban in New York. Oh, 9:42 with Joe on the radio telling you about Calamine & Company Real Estate. Oh, man. Look, you know what? If you want to sell your home, you're retiring, you're looking to sell your home, Calamine & Company Real Estate is the best agency for you. They're unique because they only represent sellers, putting sellers' needs above everybody else. Louis Calamine and his team take a client-focused, old-school approach. They're going to be with you every step of the way. They get the deal done quickly, you know, for top dollar. They also specialize in selling estate-owned properties. They're regularly hired by executors, administrators, attorneys, even surrogates courts, you know. And you know what I love about Calamine & Company? Their 100% success rate, please. That's right. They sell 100% of properties brought to market. No other broker can make that claim. Offices in Brooklyn, in Queens, in Staten Island, Manhattan, 718-998-1100, 718-998-1100, or go please to Calamine.com. calamine.com. Clients come first at Calamine and Company Real Estate.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Hey, Joe on the radio, what's one health-related thing you keep putting off dealing with? Ah, that thing just might be LASIK. Hear me out. This could save you a lot of money and hassle for years to come. Why not at least explore the option? If not now, when? You know, Frankie, Five Boroughs and Al, they had LASIK done by Dello Russo LASIK Vision. And this was several years ago, and it's been life-changing. And Frankie, people say, and they tweeted me out. They were so cute. I'm afraid to get it.
You're out. People should be afraid to get it if they go to a doctor that's irresponsible or not experienced.
Yeah.
That's why you're talking about your eyes here, right? So if you don't go to somebody that knows what they're doing, they could do serious damage. So you go to Dr. Dello Russo. Here's a guy that pretty much invented the whole procedure and is still a pioneer. And his son, Jeffrey Dello Russo, they treat this like a family business. When you walk into their office, they don't view you as a number or statistic. Yeah. They view you as a part of their family.
I like the way Stephanie's there. Stephanie there, the mom.
Yeah, she's terrific.
The mom, Joe's beautiful wife, is there walking around welcoming everybody. At Dello Russo, LASIK Vision is a family-owned medical practice that specializes in all things concerning the eyes. Trust only the best with your vision, please. Call Dello Russo Laser Vision today to schedule a free LASIK cataract glaucoma consultation. 855-646-2020. 855-646-2020 or visit DelloRusso.com.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Larry Elder, the sage from South Central, tonight at 7 on AM970 The Answer.
Hey, it's 9:46. Matt Seaholm is the executive director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. Matt, welcome to the show, brother. It's a crazy morning. Appreciate you jumping on with us. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Joe. How about yourself?
Well, okay, but thank you. You know, this plastic bag ban, I mean, they come to us. Have they looked at what China's doing? Have they looked at other countries, how they're abusing this? I mean, what's your view of the ban, Matt?
Well, you know, we've been telling them since they passed it last year that it's an unworkable law in the way that they're trying to do it. You know, we've been pretty consistent about this, is there is a way to achieve what they want to achieve, but they've just kind of put their head in the sand, said we're going forward with what we want to do, and now we're seeing, you know, the chaos, the confusion, all of it coming to roost here. March 1st is when it goes into effect.
And there seems to be a lot of confusion about what's actually included in the ban. What is banned and what is permitted?
Well, see, that's the problem, is I wish I could give you a clear answer, but we can't even get a clear answer out of Albany.
Man.
You know, there's been multiple definitions of what is a reusable bag, what's plastic, what's not plastic, and all of it adds up to retailers just saying, what do you want us to do? But that's not the only problem. Because of the way they've done this, you've got retailers that are scrambling to find other types of bags, namely paper or the imported bags from China, and they're saying, we can't get them. And they're looking at, hey, customers are asking us for stuff. We can't provide it. That's not the way we want to do business. So it's just a mess.
Yeah. What, are they going to charge us 5 cents for a paper bag now?
You know, I'll tell you what, I've talked to a retailer who said, 5 cents, that's ridiculous. It'll be 55 cents.
Yeah.
The fact is, there is a shortage of paper bags. There is not enough paper to go around for the state of New York. And that's where, you know, some are saying, oh, there's not a shortage. Sure, if you want to pay an arm and a leg for a paper bag, there's no shortage.
This is like a political move, man. Who gets to keep the money, by the way, when you're paying that 55 cents?
Well, that's the thing, is the retailer's paying so much for the bag that they're just trying to offset their increase in cost forced on them.
Yeah.
But the 5 cents, that is a tax. That's going to the city. That's going to the state. So the retailer doesn't get to keep any part of that. They're just trying to recoup the costs that are being forced on them by this unfunded mandate.
Hey, Matt Seaholm, man, I got to ask you, what about dry cleaning? I get my dry cleaning back. It's plastic all over, and I can't get it out. I can't get my shirt out, and no one says anything about dry cleaners. Is our dry cleaning going to come back in a paper bag now?
Those are one of the exempt bags under these regulations. So those are still okay. I'm not sure why those are okay and others are not, but that's kind of the arbitrary nature of these laws. A lot of times is it's just a feel good measure. We just want to ban plastic bags, and that's what leads us to a place like we're in today.
And what do they do about foreign countries? They never address that. You never address what's happening in India, in China, all around countries that, you know, throughout Africa. They don't care. That's where most of the pollution with plastic bags exists. But yet they keep coming to New York. And now I got to worry about, am I going to be able to put. And by the way, this too, Matt, while I'm at it, can I rail about this too? The bags that we have anyway don't even hold what I put in them. They rip right through. They're like, I go to the Rite Aid or something, and they put this thing in a plastic bag, and everything falls through. So what do I got to do? Could you give me a couple more plastic bags with that, please? I mean, this is so off base on that. And the paper bag's not going to hold anything. Where do you think we'll end up with all of this, Matt?
Well, so I want to hit on, you absolutely got it right. Up to 95% of the plastic going into the oceans comes from 10 river systems in Southeast Asia and Africa.
Hello.
So no matter what you do in New York City or New York State, you're not going to have a significant impact on that front. On the side of you know, plastic bags versus paper, you know, you think about an urban setting like the city. Guess what? A lot of people are walking. Does it ever rain? Of course. That's where paper just becomes an issue as well. And that's where you got to have different options. And that's where this law is just kind of screwed up. We're still hopeful. They're going to try to put this into effect next week. There's talk about delays in enforcement and a lot of other questions. Either way, this is still an unworkable law that the legislature and the governor are going to have to address at some point, and we're hoping they do it sooner rather than later.
All right, Matt Seaholm. Matt, thanks so much for joining us, man. Keep the fight, brother, and all the very best. Thanks for taking the time this morning, Matt. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Yes, sir. Matt Seaholm, Executive Director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. Debbie, no, there's no mercy. How can we make it more inconvenient? You and me, we go shopping. Al, you go get the kids something. Mm-hmm. Things are falling through the plastic. Bag. Meantime, like we were saying, all over the world, they are abusing the plastic situation. Yeah, we got to pay the price. Unbelievable. Only in New York.
Another tax.
God almighty. Hey, 9:51. Deb, thanks for staying with us all morning. We love you and appreciate it always. Deb's looking out for you right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Joe. I see volume at the inbound GWB, the upper level. It's an accident, and that's causing quite a delay here. Over an hour to the upper level. Lower level police department activity, 35 to the lower. Lincoln 20, Holland 20. It's still busy, Joe, as you head to the Cross Bronx East out by Rosedale Ave as well. An accident involving a couple of tractor trailers. That's causing quite a delay as well. We're getting reports of problems in Brooklyn on Pennsylvania Avenue, getting out toward Blake Avenue. Looks like a pedestrian accident there, unfortunately. Grand Central Parkway West, right at the Clearview, it's another crash. If you're heading to the B&Q trains, everything back on or close to schedule there. And taking a spin over to Route 9, getting up through Lacey Township, some down cables to contend with as well. Cross County West at North Columbus Ave, Mount Vernon, a crash. 95 South, getting down toward the New Rochelle Tolls, pothole repair. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I started taking the Balance of Nature, and I was actually lifting weights at the time, and I pulled out my rotocuff, and I couldn't lift my arm. I had to take off from lifting weights for 8 weeks. During that time, I was taking the Balance of Nature, and everybody told me my shoulder was not going to heal, and I was not going to be able to lift anymore. And my shoulder actually healed, and when I went back to lifting weights, I didn't lose any strength. I definitely feel completely different. My hair feels better. My skin feels better. Overall, everything's better.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code THEANSWER.
With tax season upon us, don't go to bed another night worrying about your unfiled taxes or letters and calls from the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more, there is local help available. The IRS has several programs where, with local help from a tax expert at JLD Tax Resolution Group, you may be able to settle your entire IRS debt for up to 85% off the original amount owed, including penalties and interest if you qualify.
This is Jonathan Donenfeld, president of JLD Tax Resolution Group. I'm sure you've heard other offers from national companies, but before you waste time and hard-earned money trying to resolve your IRS issues with a phone call across the country, please call me at 201-479-2572. You can come to my office right here in Jersey City. We will meet in person for a free initial consultation and discuss how I can help you. Don't call an 800 number. Call me at 201-479-2572. I'm right here in Hudson County.
Give Jonathan at JLD Tax Resolution Group a call at 201-479-2572. That's 201-479-2572 or visit 201tax.com. That's 201tax.com.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Rain ending early this morning. For the rest of today, very windy with times of clouds and sunshine. Turning colder this afternoon. High of 46, but temperatures falling to near 40 by the evening commute with wind gusts up to 45 miles per hour. Blustery and cold tonight with mainly clear skies. Low 29, but wind chills in the teens. Windy and cold for tomorrow with times of clouds and sunshine. A high of 41, but wind chills will be mainly in the 20s. Brisk and cold on Saturday with clouds and some sunshine and a high of 37. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Rob. Hey, speaking of being robbed, you know what? You I'm just saying. The segue there. Come on. You could have your title, your home title is online, and it could be robbed by creepers that go in and troll and check you out online. I'm telling you, your home FBI calls home title fraud one of the fastest growing crimes, right? So the legal documents of our houses, right, it's kept online, which is like really dumb when you think about it. Now, thieves check it out. They forge the documents. They stating that you sold the home, then they borrow against your home and stick you with the payments. It's amazing how they get this done. Because you got to think, what proof do they have? How do they get this done? Why is it out there? Isn't your insurance company going to cover that? No. Isn't your bank who holds a mortgage going to cover you? No. There's only one place that covers you. It's Home Title Lock. I can't believe this stuff happens. Thank God Home Title Lock is there. You could already be a victim of home title fraud and you don't even know it. Find out. Register your home at HomeTitleLock.com. Enter Joe for 1 month of free protection. Again, enter Joe for 1 month free at HomeTitleLock.com. It's HomeTitleLock.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio. Let me grab Maria. I've been so bad on the calls this morning. We got 2 seconds, Maria, but wanted to get you on the air. How you doing this morning, my dear?
I'm great, Joe, and I just wanted to get it in. If you are on food stamps, you do not pay for the bags. You get them free. Not only are we paying for their food, we are paying for the bags. I've spoken to all the shopkeepers about this. This is an outrage. Why are they not affected? Why are they not supposed to contribute to the well-being of the ecology?
Amen. Right on the money. Maria, I'm glad we took the call. Thank you so much for checking in. And I apologize for not getting to more calls today. You can call 877-970-2999 when we come back tomorrow on a Friday. We'll have a loosey-goosey Friday. Providing, you know, I wanted to acknowledge, too, I mean, I hate to get real serious, but the problem at the Molson Coors a plant. Where was that? In Milwaukee, that was?
Milwaukee,
and,
yeah.
And there were, how many tests were there?
Five.
Al's going to be all over it on the beer show this week.
No, I won't.
No, but I got to tell you something. That's a tragedy, and we just can't seem to handle on what to do about that. It was nice to see the president reach out in that
regard.
Real
quick, the guy was fired, apparently took somebody else's ID, came back, and shot this
All right. So, again, you hate to have to cover that news, but indeed we do. 9:58 with Joe on the radio, and we will get to the phone calls tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining us. We had a great time today, despite all the craziness, despite the bad news. We always try to take the high road. You got to take the high road. It's Lent. It's about forgiveness. Repent. And you know what? All in the name, Al, of Jesus. Have a great day. You deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
40 degrees at 9:59. Don't touch that button. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. Stocks are in a free fall this morning on Wall Street. Jesus. The Dow Jones is down more than 500 points and is off 10% from its record high. Stocks are down after the CDC reported a patient in Northern California became infected with coronavirus despite not visiting a foreign country or coming in contact with a known infected person. The NASDAQ is down around 250 points. The S&P 500 trading around 70 points lower. Jesus. Pope Francis is sick. The Vatican said the 83-year-old pontiff had a slight indisposition that forced him to miss a scheduled mass with clergy. However, they said he would proceed with the rest of his workday. No details provided. The Pope was seen coughing and blowing his nose during Ash Wednesday Mass.